against the red rock. Red rock. I will show you his bloody cloth and limbs, and the grey shadow on his lips. He walked between the sea and the high cliffs, when the wind made him aware of his limbs smoothly passing each other, and of his arms crossed
over the meadows, over the meadows. He was stifled and soothed, stifled and soothed by his own rhythm, own rhythm, own rhythm. Corners of his eyes, and his hands aware of the pointed tips of his fingers. Struck down by such knowledge, he could not live man's ways, but became before God. If he walked in city streets, he seemed to tread on faces, convulsive thighs and knees.
Under the rock. First he was sure that he had been a tree, twisting its branches upon each other, and tangling its roots among each other, tangling its roots among each other. A fish with slippery white belly held tight in his own fingers, writhing, writhing, writhing in his own clutch. His ancient beauty caught fast in the pink tips of his new beauty. In the woods by a drunken old man, knowing at the end the taste of his own whiteness, the horror of his own smoothness, and he got drunken and old, drunken and old, drunken, drunken.
answer to God, because his flesh was in love with the burning arrows. He danced on the hot sand until the arrows came. Then his white skin surrendered itself to the redness of blood, and satisfied him. Now he is green, dry, and still, the shadow.